Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVore Square, and I have the number one business cheerleader sitting across the studio from me today, Sharon Miller from the Chamber. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am well. And I have Mr. Kenny Holt, who gets to be along for the ride today, it looks like.
That's right.
All right. So you guys are here to talk about a really cool event coming up, huh?
Yes. A cool event and a wonderful publication.
Yeah. So let it rip.
Yeah. That Pensacola Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring. They gave me the okay to do it. To start looking at this venture in March of last year. Of course, their eyes rolled back in their heads and they said, well, you've already started a couple of things and they're successes, so let's go with this one. When I was looking at recreating something that was a passion of mine, I love our senior audience. And me being one of those, I began to do some research and discovered that until 2030, there will be seniors turning 65 every 8 seconds.
Wow.
So what that does to our economy and our capital is awesome. In fact, it's shifting our capital in this country because it is the biggest demographic this country's ever seen. And it started with the baby boomers, which again, voila, I'm one of them. So looking at that, I said, I want to start a senior awareness health alliance. We did that with our partners. And again, my passion is helping businesses make money. That's why I work for the Chamber of Commerce. That being said, I thought, well, if I do this with partners, the resources are out there because Pensacola, Florida, and Santa Rosa County are covered with seniors. So we started with several meetings. We have five committees. We have a legislative committee, a wellness committee, an education committee.
Wasn't there a legal piece to it?
Yeah, that's the legislative committee, wellness, community awareness, and services. So we got all those committees together and said, what are we going to do going forward? And I said, I want to put something in, didn't even ask for their permission, just ask if we could put a publication together called Senior Voices Toolkit. That being said, I wanted that publication to cover every possible question or concern everybody aging needs to know. Also, those folks that take care of those aging population, the caregivers and the veterans. So taking about 5 months, we'll be going to print, I hope next week, on Senior Voices Toolkit. It will cover everything from it's time to ask Dad for the car keys. How can Medicare or Medicaid help me or can it? They've asked me to put my mom in a rehab facility. How do I pick one of those out? So we started there last night. Actually, I did the table of contents. It's so far we've got 134 pages.
Wow.
So
that's a lot of proofreading.
Yeah. Which hasn't been my favorite, which I don't do very well. But I've had some help proofreading and I've met with Kenny Holt and his team at TLC Caregivers. And so last night and today I made all those changes. You'd be surprised how many people don't put commas or put too many commas in their features. So luckily they caught every one of those and I've made all those changes. So we're going to launch that publication on April 15th. Pensacola Chamber's very first Senior Awareness Day. Originally, I went in and talked to the Vickery Center and looked at the room, and I said, I think we can accommodate about 45 vendors. Well, it's caught on. Rebecca at my office, our media and communications person, expert actually, sent out a media blast, and it's reached people as far as Tallahassee, Florida. I've got my phone ringing on people that want to come from Tallahassee, Florida to this day. And we went from 45 vendors to 72. I don't know if I'm going to have to stack tables or what at this event, but I'm still looking for vendors and sponsors. I do not want anybody left out that wants to impact and improve what we call aging well in Pensacola, Florida.
It's going to be a great event.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I came to the first committee meeting, and one of the things that I heard being discussed, which I thought was just fantastic because you don't think about it, was all of those caregivers that the family that doesn't live here in the States. And somebody said something, I think it may have been you, where my mom or dad or fell or they got hurt or they broke a hip or they did something. When the first person that they call is their son or daughter who doesn't live here in the state, who has no idea what the network's like, who to talk to, how to get information, you know. And so they're in another state away trying to deal with all of these issues. And there was nothing in place to handle that.
Yes, and we're trying to make that in place. I have gotten calls before on a weekend where someone at a living facility, an assisted living facility, whose mom wasn't being treated with the proper medication. They were skipping some of her medication. So, and she was in a panic. She lived in the middle of the country. So what do I do? Who do I call? I'm not getting an answer from the place she's living. So what do I do? So it's just important. And also because of folks that are baby boomers and older, at some point, and this country is wonderful. We take good care of ourselves. We're living longer than we used to live. Mm-hmm. So does our money run out? Is the care changing? I just want everybody to have all the education they can possibly have on what to do, veterans included. There are veterans out there who need to go to work that are retired, and they need to find jobs. I've got two wonderful sources that are going to help us educate and empower those same folks with that same type of education.
And Keith, you mentioned caregivers. I think that's something important for this event as well, is that we want to emphasize to caregivers, this is not only for your mom and dad to come to, or your aunt and uncle, or whoever it is that you're caring for or talking about. We want caregivers to come too, regardless of who they're caring for. There will be plenty of information and resources for them.
Yeah. Open to the public.
Open to the public. Absolutely free.
Yeah.
We're having a big surprise for everybody that's in attendance, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you need to come.
Well, then it wouldn't be a surprise.
That's right. It's from 9 to 1, and there will be a food truck out front for everybody. We're working on a snow cone machine out front. We're having all kinds of assessments. We're having a vision assessment, a hearing assessment, a fall prevention assessment. All those things that if you're not sure of, if you have a problem with your medication and you want somebody to talk to, there'll be somebody there as well.
Bone density test.
Bone density test as well. Yes, we're trying to cover that for everybody. And then we're going to put all the seniors and caregivers will love this. We're playing bingo all day.
You don't even have to be a senior to go bingo. I'm a sucker for bingo.
Yeah.
So you're going to have the cool colored dotted marker things?
Now, I haven't planned that far in advance yet because I'm trying to get this. That's a good idea, though.
Somebody might want to sponsor those. Huh?
Yeah. Yes. Somebody wants to call me. It wants to sponsor those bingo colored things. I'm not a bingo player, but
well,
yeah.
Speaking of calling you, where can we send some people to get information on all this stuff?
You can call me on my cell phone at 850-221-8630, or you can call the chamber, 850-438-4081, and somebody will get the information to me at the chamber.
Yeah. So, Kenny, how do you fold into all this other than being with TLC Caregivers?
Well, TLC Caregivers is part of one of the committees that was formed to create the senior voices and discuss the needs in the community. Really enjoyed being part of that and distributing information throughout the community. TLC Caregivers felt like it was important as well, so they've dedicated my time to be able to do that as well. We just think it's a great event, and my title with TLC, my job title, is Community Resource Educator. And
I'd say you're in the thick of it right now, aren't you?
It fits right in there. And of course, I'm enjoying that.
Yeah.
I've never been one to be accused of being quiet and shy. So I'm out there and talking and being and going around.
And I've told Kenny or asked Kenny to come in and get flyers. We printed 2,500 flyers. And again, the chamber rolled their eyes at me. 2,500? I said yes. And to be honest with you, I think I have 100 left. But Kenny's been delivering flyers every place I've asked him to go. And some of the places I've asked him to go, he'll walk in and they'll look at him funny. But he drops them off anyway, like the funeral home. But
he's
done a great job on getting the word out there. We want that kind of audience. And everyone that attends does get a Senior Voices Toolkit.
So a couple questions. What did you find were some of the needs for the community as you guys were doing the committees and the surveys?
It varies from person to person. You mentioned the family that lives out of town, and all at once they've been thrown into the thick of it, and they're like, what do I do now? All the way to the person who's dealing with it daily, whether it's for themselves or on behalf of a loved one. And it's everything in between. Insurance needs, burial expenses, do I plan ahead?
Yeah.
Somebody finds themselves coming out of the hospital and does not have the needed infrastructure with friends and family to provide the care they need just to go home for a few days and recover. So it's quite varied.
It's anything from also you get to a point in your life where dad can't maintain the house anymore.
Yeah.
So what do we do here? So the magazine's going to cover several areas on what to look for when that happens, including is it time to move? And yeah. what's the first step to do that?
Downsizing and
downsizing and all those things. Yeah. yeah.
So, okay. So then this leads me to the next question. What's in the toolkit? Or can you tell? Or is that part of the
It's
surprise?
All the information you need. And it's probably the only one of its kind out there that I've seen, because a lot of information for seniors is covered with lots of advertising mm-hmm. and pretty pictures. We don't have any pretty pictures in ours at all. We've got a couple of stories, and I'm doing some things for seniors like Sunbeam Bread cost how much in 1943?
Right.
Because I used to own a publication called Back in My Day, and that was the big hit, was they remembered back when
yeah.
they could buy an automobile for $250. Mm-hmm. Of course, times have changed since then.
Sure. But yeah. it's still fun to go yeah, back. I remember when gas was under a dollar.
Yeah. You know? So we're going back on our pages that we have room on. We're going back to, we're having a word search puzzle in that. It's the publication is also going to include information at the back that they are, we want them to keep it because it's going to have everything that pertains to this is what my plans are for my funeral mm-hmm. to this is where you can find my extra car key. Because if God forbid something happens to that family member,
yeah.
that journal, as it were, will have everything they need in it. I mm-hmm. lost my mom and dad, one in January and one in February. And one of the things we discovered is what kind of music, what did my mom want sung at her funeral? Mm-hmm. Well, she had told me for years what she wanted, but I knew it. Nobody else did, but it yeah. wasn't written down. Same thing with my dad. So all that information they can put in, what their medications that they're taking, because if they slip and fall or in the hospital and they cannot remember, it's in there yeah. if they can't get hold of the doctor. You've yeah. got family members that will have availability to use that book. And hold on to it.
And I think that's one of the themes throughout this book, too, is communicating and conversation and mm-hmm. pre-planning and preparation.
And asking the questions that right. a lot of times somebody, they just don't want to talk about. It's not a fun subject.
Yeah, you don't think about dying. I mean, yeah. you really and truly don't. Or getting older.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think I was going to be this old this soon. But
isn't that the way it always goes?
And yeah. you've never been this age.
yeah. Yeah. I've never. So it's just, it's something that, let's just. I call
Leave
it aging well.
Yeah, yeah.
And taking a deep breath and say, this is done. I've yeah. got that answer for myself. I've yeah. got that answer for my mother or my father.
Yeah.
It's right there.
And it doesn't have to be a mother or father. I lost my wife to cancer almost 20 years ago, and we had all of those preparations and communications, and it made everything so much yeah. easier. And that's one of the things I want to say about the event. You was talking about being fun. Although this is an education event, we want it to be fun. And like Sharon said, there are lots of things that are planned to make this event fun. And I know with fun, I remember things better. So it'll be a great event.
Yeah,
you had me a bingo and food truck.
Yeah.
So.
we're probably going to have a little bit of dance lessons, some music. We're going to have somebody helping you if you want to take a little art class. I've got a gal that wants to help educate seniors that it's not too late to be a Clint Eastwood and be an actor.
That's right.
So we're going to do
guest
all
speakers.
That. Yeah, special guest speakers all throughout the day.
Voter registration if you're not registered.
That's a great idea. You're on top of this.
I got it covered.
That's awesome.
I just need to live to get it finished by the 15th of April.
hey, don't you go cursing yourself like that now.
No, I'm not.
So, okay, so let's go over all the facts again. Where is the event going to be held?
At the Vickery Center on Summit.
Okay. For those that have not been to that location,
it's next door to the Haven. And if you know anything about tennis and the Scott Tennis Center, it's next door to that. Seniors are going to have transportation from their car to the event if they have to park a long ways away.
Mm-hmm.
Summer Vista is giving us their van. And so we'll be able to carpool those folks up to the door.
Very
cool. To make it easy for them. Yeah.
Okay, and then if they want to find information on anything or get in touch with you for sponsorships.
They can call again, my number, 850-221-8630. They can also call the office, 438-4081, and reach me that way. Or they can email me at Sharon, Sharyon, at PensacolaChamber.com.
And TLC Caregivers, amongst others, we have the flyer on our Facebook page if they want to refer to that as well. But I know others have posted it also.
Yeah, a lot of the companies that are vendors have posted it on their Facebook page. So we've gotten a lot of education and marketing from our sponsors yeah. and our vendors.
Cool. So I have to ask, what else does TLC Caregivers do?
Well, TLC Caregivers is the area's oldest in-home provider of non-medical care. We provide care for children right from birth, disabled adults, seniors, very complex, very simple, whatever the need of the person that we're caring for mm-hmm. is, or the caregiver. We say we serve the caregiver as much as the person we're caring for, because we can relieve a caregiver to go take a nap if they want to,
sure.
Go to doctor's appointments, go whatever they need to do.
Yeah. You guys also help facilitate sort of the network here around town. Is that correct? I mean, you guys have a lot of contacts with all of those other entities that take part in home health care or what's needed.
Yes,
there.
And that's one of the reasons my position with TLC was created. Although TLC is a for-profit company, and of course, one of the things I'm tasked with, as is all of our employees, bringing business to TLC. One of the things I love about TLC, it's not all about TLC.
Yeah.
Maybe we can serve someone. Maybe we can connect them with someone who can serve them better. Maybe their need is not something that we can do. We do have partnerships with local nonprofits and other community resources that we can connect people with. If they can't afford services to privately pay, we can connect them with the agencies that can complete assessments to apply for assistance and programs.
Very cool.
We also are creating a website that will be up in the next week or so that that tailgates after the publication and will be up to date on articles on a consistent basis.
Oh, good. So we'll find some relevant yeah. information as, mm-hmm. as things yes. change over the day.
Some things
by day.
With seniors, yeah. particularly legal and government, they change.
Yeah.
So we want to be up to date on all that so yeah. they can go to
and
that
they
website.
Change quick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, very neat. Okay, did we miss anything?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So I want to commend you, by the way, because I remember the first meeting, which was, I think, less than a year ago, and you've made some really good progress with this and the
thank
fact
you.
That you're actually going to print and just way to go.
Yes, thank you very
she
much.
She had a vision and she lived it yes, through. I it did. Can be done, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, right?
That's right. It can.
So, okay. Well, I want to thank both of you all for coming in and sharing this today. And
we appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
This is
going
to be a success, and I think there's a lot more to come out of this than you even imagined.
And I can't wait to watch you play bingo. I'm going to take pictures of that.
I'm going to bring all of my colored markers.
Okay.
I'll play like six boards at a time.
Now, there's no award for multiple colors.
I don't care. It's just bingo. I just want to be able to yell bingo and actually okay. have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're going to check that to make sure you actually have it. Yes. So,
okay, you guys, you can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter or on Picola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Sharon and Kenny, I want to thank both of you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank
you. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.